All right. Well, I guess it depends on your definition of works right, but it sounds fine. Not quite full quieting, just a tiny, tiny, tiny touch of noise, but yeah, it cracks me up. The scanner people are even worse. You know, the scanner people pay $90 for a rubber duck to put on top of a $500 or $600 P25 scanner radio, when a paper clip would work just as well. But you sound fine. I'm assuming you're on the 1-9.
Yeah, I'm all of about 6.5 miles down southeast of town.
And you're indoors?
Yeah, actually, this is my truck radio. This is my portable UV5R little thing. Cost me $23. I'm using a stock antenna while I'm sitting here in my radio shack next to my Kenwood 520 and my Yaesu 150 RAS. So I do have other toys, but this is my disposable. I think if somebody rips one out of the truck, it's only $23.
Yep, I understand that logic. I really do. The problem, you know, the problem with that is it's a $23 radio, you know. And the transmitter is usually not the issue, at least in the newer ones. The issue is the receivers kind of suck, you know. They're not terribly sensitive. They're not terribly selective. But, you know, you get what you pay for. And if you manage your expectations, and they're reasonable, you know. Now, the killer, and I speak from experience with this, and again, not so much the newer rigs, you know. The original ones were far more problematic. But, you know, they're just not meant to function on outdoor antennas, be it a mobile antenna or a base station antenna. And depending on where you are, you know, I mean, 6 miles south of Petoskey, I wouldn't really call that a high RF environment. But you take that thing in the big city and it gets closer and closer to a paperweight every day.